This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Helps when you pull the mic over, doesn't it? Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. The lies. Think about it. The lies are coming to the top, right? The true colors of the Democrat Party is showing like nothing we've ever seen before. Well, actually, we've seen them, but we've never been able to prove it. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. So much you can do up there on the website. And, I do appreciate the time you spend with me. If you head up to the website, realside.com, give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I don't make you crazy with them. Or you can sign up for text alerts by texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And I don't beat my brains out. I don't try to make you guys nuts or anything along those lines. I try to make sure that what I'm sending you, it's something you can use. It's information you can use. You decide what night you want to tune in on. It's all up to you. But we got lots going on tonight. I mean, everything from, you look at Joe Biden, the Me Too movement. Well, is there a Me Too movement? Is it still alive? Does anybody know? Because we can't find them anywhere. Do you know why you can't find them? Because it's one of theirs that's in trouble. Joe Biden, I'm not letting this go. Joe Biden. Why isn't he being called out by the Me Too movement? Why isn't he being called out by those people that say they care so much about women? My question is, do they? Do they really? Because I'm not buying. And you've got, my God, Joe Biden. What are they going to do? Because the heat is mounting. I don't know how long they can ignore it. The voice of real news, right? CNN? are they doing anything with this? I played the clip from Gillibrand yesterday. She spoke again today. And apparently, under Kavanaugh, she said that she believed the woman because she was telling the truth. Under Joe Biden, she believes Joe Biden because she's known him for a long time. Isn't that cool? I told you there's a double standard. Actually, there's not even really a double standard. It's the peasants against the elite. That's right. They see us as the peasants. If you ever figure out the Democrats, especially those in power, they believe and they feel that they're much more enlightened than you are, smarter than you, can do more than you, then you must be blind, double blind. And on top of that, they're going to tell you what to eat, when to eat, how to eat. I mean, Bloomberg is a perfect example. He wanted cigarette signs taken out of the windows of, small shops all along in New York City. I mean, you're talking about neighborhoods that are 100 years, 200 years old. They're the small corner neighborhood store. And he's going to tell them what to do? They couldn't drink 16-ounce sodas? mean, think about what he was saying to you. And then when he voted for office, telling you that poor people shouldn't have money because they'll just hurt themselves? Who is this guy? He's an elite Democrat. That's what he is. Just like Pelosi, just like Waters, like Sheila Jackson Lee, like Chuck Schumer, shall I go on? Look at their attitude toward the little person. Look at their attitude towards you and me. And again, which is why it's so hard to believe. Why they're losing traction. I think Joe Q populist is starting to get really upset. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do, I do appreciate the time you've turned in, tuned in. And again, I say to you, I'd love to hear from a woman Democrat. I know I won't. I've asked a few to come on the show. They were kind of like, eh, don't think so. Where is the Me Too movement? Have they died? Did they close up shop? They changed their address? Maybe they don't own, maybe they're not on the internet. Maybe they don't really know what's going on. Seriously. And why aren't they asking Biden any questions? None of them. So, ladies, Democrat ladies, does this prove to you that they don't care about you? You don't count? This is a Democrat woman, by the way. Staunch Democrat woman. She's got bupkis. Nothing. They're not giving her the time of day. And then you want to go even further with this. Look what's coming out about the FBI now. And again, I got family members in the FBI. Rank and file, good people. Not so sure about their administrative staff. When the FBI can not follow suit. You know, James Comey, when he was talking about the Flynn investigation, do you remember when he said that the Trump administration was new and kind of in disarray, so they took the opportunity, they took the time to send a couple of guys over there. You know, the proper protocol when something like this happens is you get a hold of the Justice Department. You get permission from the Justice Department, right, and the attorney, as to how the process goes down, how you get to go in there, how you get to speak to these people or interrogate these people. In this case, Comey came out and said they were in disarray. We knew we had an opportunity, so we went in. Wow. We knew we could do a gotcha moment. We knew that Trump didn't know how to do this stuff, so we went in and we got him. Wow. They went after a war hero like General Flynn. You and I wouldn't stand a chance. A lot more on this when we come back to the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, is on the Real Side on TCN Live. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855. My dad says I say it too fast. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. You know, part of just part of the answer, part of the solution. We'll get back to General Flynn for a second. You know, you saw that what was being released today, you know, paper after paper after paper, declassified and put out. That's because of A.G. Barr. He's been pushing to get this stuff out there. Allow us to see it. Be transparent. Remember, with Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them go, no, we can't have this. Oh, my God, you know what this would mean? It would put people in danger, but they have no problem doing it. If they thought I was going to hang a Republican, my God, they'd be running them, they'd be running these things off of copy machines and passing them out to everybody who would even look at them. A new internal FBI documents that were unsealed show that the top bureau officials discussed their motivations for interviewing then National Secretary Advisor Mike Flynn. And openly questioned they questioned their goal. And in writing, these wonderfully smart and bright people that work for the government said that their goal was to get him to lie so they could prosecute him and get him fired. Now, the handwritten notes written by FBI's former head of counterintelligence, Bill, looks like it says Priestap, after a meeting with the then FBI director, James Comey, and then deputy director, Andrew McCabe, these guys are all in on it. It is sick. It's incestuous over there. It's incestuous, period, when it comes to this kind of thing, when it comes to the so-called deep state or shadow government, whatever you want to call it. These people truly feel like they're in charge, that their way is the right way, and they will hang you to get you out of the way. They're no better than the mafia. Matter of fact, the mafia's got more scruples than these guys do. They also suggested that agents planned in the alternative to get Flynn to admit to breaking the Logan Act. It's a real kind of gray area act, or statute, I should say. And it's never been used in criminal prosecution. And they brought it in, I think it was like in 1800 or 1799, and it was intended to prevent individuals from falsely claiming to represent the United States of America when they were overseas. This was before, you know, the era of telephones. This thing needs to be cleaned up. Because the reality was you could go over there with a fake piece of paper and say, yes, I represent the president. You know, that kind of thing. And now you can pick up the phone, you can look it up on the internet and find out who the person is. One of the notes says, what's our goal? Truth? Admission? Or to get him to lie so we can prosecute him? They wrote this. But what do they have, an IQ of 7? If we get him to admit to breaking the Logan Act, we get facts to DOJ, have them decide, according to another note. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley called the documents implications just chilling. The memo appears to weigh the pros and cons of pursuing those different paths. So they wrote it out. They decided, you know, hey, are we doing this or this or this? And if we do this, won't this happen? If we do that, won't this happen? They're nuts. And the White House was monitoring the situation. If we're seeing it as playing games, the White House will be furious with us. This is what they write. The bombshell material strongly suggested the agents were truly concerned about Flynn's intercepted contacts with then Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak. Except as a pretext. And the former President Obama personally had warned the Trump administration. Now check this out. Check it out. They warned the Trump administration against hiring Flynn and made clear that he was not a fan. Obama fired Flynn as head of the Defense Intelligence Agency in 2014. Probably because he wouldn't, you know, probably because of the exact opposite trouble here. Because he wouldn't do what Obama wants him to do. Because he wouldn't break the law. Because he wouldn't bend anything. The only thing he was going to do, he's willing to do it the right way. Now, I know my Democrat friends, they'll either totally deny that they ever said anything bad about Flynn, or they're going to say, well, everybody does it. Isn't that their response when something like this happens? The DOJ then turned over the documents just this week, even though in February of 2018, there was a standing order in the case requiring the government to turn over any exculpatory materials. But they didn't do it. And there's a lot more of them. Why wouldn't they do it? I don't understand. Ed from Washington, why do you think they wouldn't give out the paperwork earlier? Why wouldn't they want to be transparent? You there, Ed? Ed, are you there? All right, well, we're going to put Ed back on hold. We'll soon pick him up in a minute. Again, when you look at this, Flynn was charged at the top. Well, he has said in the past that the top FBI officials, including McCabe, pressed him not to have the White House counsel present during the questioning. Why wouldn't you want the White House counsel there? Was it informal? Was it not a big deal? Was it only going to be one or two questions? Or were they trying to pull something off? White House counsel present during the question with two agents that ultimately led to his guilty plea. One of those agents, can anybody guess? Anybody have a clue? One of those agents was Peter Strzok, who has since been fired from the Bureau. You guys know that. I don't have to tell you that again. Flynn has withdrawn his guilty plea and has been seeking exoneration. He's charging the FBI with the egregious misconduct. And frankly, if even half of what he says is true, it's the right thing. They should go after the FBI. Flynn, who has said more recently that he did not lie to the FBI, pleaded guilty in 2017. Think about something. He had mounting legal fees. He was losing his house. Had to sell his home, actually. Right? I mean, they got your tax money. With high money, there'd be bundles of money that they don't know what to do with. Flynn has since obtained new counsel and his old attorneys, it emerged this week, then failed to turn over thousands of documents to his new lawyers. Sidney Powell. Now, Powell has maintained that Flynn's old lawyers at Covington and Burling had conflicts of interest and were otherwise ineffective, including not focusing on Strzok's evident bias. Why didn't they bring this stuff up? Why didn't they say anything? Yeah, this stuff has been incestuous, like I said, since day one. It's been all kinds of issues. Strzok wasn't the only top FBI official who apparently bent the rules. Comey admitted in 2018 that the fateful Flynn interview at the White House didn't follow protocol. Well, why wouldn't they follow protocol with him? Hillary Clinton, they truly let get away with murder. Flynn, not so much. Jim is your host. We'll go to the phones after the break. You're listening to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
They're now trying the first randomized placebo-controlled trial of the IV drug remdesivir. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, calls the early findings good news.
What it has proven is that
A drug can block this virus.
He says when compared to a placebo, the drug shortened hospitalized patient recovery time from 15 to 11 days.
The data shows that remdesivir has a clear-cut, significant, positive effect.
Fauci says the drug will become part of the standard of care for coronavirus. With almost 1,034,000 confirmed cases of the virus in the U.S., President Trump says he'll not extend the federal government social distancing guidelines that expire on Thursday.
They'll be fading out because now the governors are doing it.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the
we are back. One said, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's hit the phones. Ed from Washington. Ed, thanks for calling.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can. Now.
Oh, good, because before you couldn't, I could hear you. Anyway, listen, this deal about the Logan Act. Pelosi had gone over years ago over to Israel, and she proposed, she gave herself the puffery of authority and tried to negotiate a treaty between the PLO and Israel. It was such a problem, she caused such a problem that there was actually a military or a military action be taken between the two groups. When she came back to the United States, her name was actually brought up to be actually brought under charges under that act to have her sanctioned, but it never came around. They never charged her.
No. No, you're right. Well, she recently tried to bring a group of people over to Iran to try to work out a deal with them, and that's not their place to do. It is not Congress's place to work out any kind of international deals.
Yeah,
right?
I know that, but they don't seem to understand that. They can go for fact-finding, and then they come back to the Securities Commission and the President, and they advise them of what they had found out in regards to their fact-finding.
You're expecting that they were actually reading something, Ed, you know, when you say they don't understand. They have to read. I still don't believe that they've read the Constitution. I think they're aware of its existence, but I don't think they've actually read about it.
I think they've used it to level their tables.
That's probably true. Ed, thanks for the call. Always appreciate it when you call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah, you know, again, did you notice that through 8 years of Mr. Obama, we never really heard the word Constitution? These people couldn't find a Constitution if you held a gun to their heads. And if they did find it, they had no idea what was in it. Remember, there was an old joke going around for a while that Bernie called out a hazmat team because there was a suspicious package on his front porch and found out it was a Constitution. He just didn't know what it was. Get it? Boom, boom. Thank you very much. Anyway, back to what was going on with General Flynn. And I want you to think about this, too. Strzok was on that team. They knew what he was talking about and doing back then, and they denied it. Comey has denied it. Clapper. They've all denied. Brennan. They've all denied any wrongdoing. And yet, well, that's because, as we all know, Hillary Clinton was going to win, and they were going to be able to use all these extra papers they had for toilet paper, along with the Constitution. So, you know, again, conflict of interest flew all over the place during the Obama administration. Nobody said anything. Right? Not a problem. And then when you look at the issues that Strzok had, he wasn't the only one with the administration that had issues. I mean, with the FBI who had issues, or bending the rules, if you would. Comey admitted in 2018 that the fateful Flynn interview at the White House didn't follow protocol and came in his direction. So he told him to go do this, even though it didn't follow protocol, and we've never done it like this before. He said it was not something I probably would have done or maybe got away with in a more organized administration. So again, hey, there was no bank guard. The door was open and so was the drawer. So I went in and took the money. God, this guy. McCabe later said the interview was very odd because it seemed like Flynn was telling the truth. This is according to the agents and others. The two agents who interviewed him, Flynn, the interviewer agents, told McCabe he had a very good recollection of events, which he related chronologically and, you know, with fact. He didn't appear to be nervous or sweating. He didn't look or wander side to side in his conversation. All of those are behavioral signs of deception. Now, during the interview, Flynn told the agents, not really, when asked if he had sought to convince the Russian not to escalate a brewing fight with the U.S. They were upset over the sanctions imposed by Obama administration. Now, that's on this form that they have to fill out whenever they do an interview. It was an FD-302 witness report. It's prepared, written, and undersigned by the FBI. Flynn also demurred when he asked if he had asked Russia to veto a UN Security Council resolution that condemned Israel's settlement in the West Bank. The Obama administration, on behalf of the United States, for the first time at the UN, abstained in a support vote for Israel. Yeah, he loved this country, didn't he? Flynn issued other apparently equivocal responses to the FBI agents. And at various points, he suggested that the conversations might have happened or that he could not recall them if they did happen. Now, think about that, because I don't remember talking about that. And if we did, I just don't remember talking about it. That doesn't sound sinister, does it? We've had plenty of people working for Clinton and the Obamas show up to give testimony and plead the fifth pretty much on everything. I've been told not to enter that on the advice of counsel. What does that mean? I screwed up big, and if I tell you what I did, I'm going to jail. No, thank you. That's how I translate that. He was not aware at the time that his conversations had been monitored. In other words, the lines were tapped, like Trump said. And at several points, he thanked the FBI agents for reminding him of some of his conversations with the Russian officials. Washington Post article published a day before Flynn's White House interview cited FBI sources publicly revealing that the FBI had wiretapped Flynn's calls. So it was out there. He was in the Trump Tower. Trump said the Trump Tower had been wiretapped. Everybody said no, and they laughed at him, and now we find out there is, and we don't hear anything about it. Isn't that wonderful? The Washpo article also offered further support for Flynn's claim that he was on notice that the FBI was aware of his contents of his communications. And he had raised a question, as to why FBI would want to ask Flynn about those communications. Flynn has indicated in court filings that he was apprehensive about disclosing classified information to agents. The documents also revealed that ex-FBI lawyer Lisa Page emailed Strzok concerning how to conduct Flynn's interview. Wow. Like they couldn't wait till that night, you know, when they were sleeping together? Just saying. Strzok and Page regularly texted each other about their shared disdain for Trump. And the affection for Clinton. You know what? Here's what's funny about all this. They all say there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, fine. You don't like the president, you don't agree with him, and you want to say disparaging things about him, fine. You shouldn't lose your job over that. Especially when you're in the group that's supposed to be protecting him, right? But what if you say anything negative about Obama? What do you think would happen to you? Other than being chastised and ousted and being called all kinds of names and everything else. They're not going to give you positions of authority, not at that point. Right? Ain't going to happen. McCabe? McCabe was admitted to lying to the FBI investigators in a leak. He was fired for multiple violations of the FBI ethics code. So he was fired, Strzok was fired, Page was fired. Hello? Anybody see a pattern here? No criminal charges. I mean, this drives me nuts. The Flynn revelations come as Justice Department separately has revealed that the FBI's investigation into former Trump aide Carter Page was riddled with fatal errors. No, no way. The FBI doesn't work like that, right? It even featured an ex-FBI attorney, who deliberately doctoring an email from the CIA to make it seem as though Page's Russian contacts were nefarious. In fact, Carter Page was an informant to the CIA. You know, this was a detail the FBI decided to leave out. They didn't think that it was good enough for anybody to know. For his part, after years of legal setbacks and sustained attacks on his patriotism, Flynn, you know what? Think about that. Here's a guy that served his country. He was willing to do almost anything to make his country better. Even take a bullet or go to jail. On the other side of these cowards like Strzok and Comey and the rest of them. Cowards! When you have to lie, cheat, and threaten, you're no hero. Think about this. All right. Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
This shit, that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, violent, living it up.
We are back. Got Chuck's on. Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. What the heck? 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being involved, being engaged. Listen, head up, not just at a website, but do some of your own work, and watch what they've been doing to people like General Flynn and others. And if they can get away with that with him, with the clout that he had, with the experience he had, do we stand a chance? You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there as well. You can also check the social platforms and the other, venues that we're on that you're able to get out on and watch the show. Or listen to the show, for that matter. We also have our own Apple and iPhone app. Help you get the show no matter where you're at. Old shows, classic shows. Boy, I almost blow that one. We don't have any old shows. They're all classics. Anyhow. Really, when you think about it, you need to get informed to get engaged, because people on the left are not even acknowledging that this took place. They're not acknowledging that this is an issue or a problem of any kind. Now, those might be those snowflake kids who think that the world revolves around them because mommy and daddy never made anything their fault, never made them clean up any of their own messes. Maybe that's why they think everything is perfect or white and okay. White, right, whatever. Right? I mean, you've seen them. Your kids have friends like that. Where the parents have raised them to, believe, as my mom would say, they're poop, don't stink. The world revolves around them. They played good even when they didn't play at all. They played good. You've got to change that. You've got to step up and change that. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, whatever you are, you got access to those kids on a regular basis, change it. Work with them. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, right? Being just part of the conversation as a whole. So, back to the Me Too movement. I like bouncing around like this. The University of Delaware seems to be hoarding a bunch of records that could corroborate Tara Reid's allegations against Joe Biden. Again, the hypocrites are at it again. Were the Me Too, what are they going to speak out? They only speak out when it's been alleged, right, that President Trump has, I don't know, assaulted somebody, sexually assaulted somebody. Then they would be all over it. He needs to resign. They get the hearing. We'll tar and feather him on the way out. That's exactly how it would go. And you guys know it. There's no joke here. You know it. The university, yes, the brain's going too fast for the tongue. The University of Delaware refusing to release documents pertaining to Tara Reid's sexual assault allegations. Now, Reid maintains that Biden sexually assaulted her in the 1990s when she worked for him as an aide in his Senate office. She filed a complaint with the Senate Personnel Office at the time, and Reid says that she does not have a copy of the report. The University of Delaware, you know, could corroborate the evidence, because they could be storing that from that far back. Although at this point, with all the money they have in computer systems, they should have long scanned those in. Biden donated his senatorial records dating from 73 to 2009 to the University of Delaware in 2011. At that time, the university said it would keep the records sealed for 2 years, right, until Biden retires from public office. Now, Biden's vice presidential term ended on January 2nd, 2017. That two-year period has come and gone. Wonder why they wouldn't let them out. What do you think? What do you think? Seriously, just asking. Seriously, just asking. But the university changed its language around the subject in April of 2019. It was the same month that Joe said, hey, I'm running for president. It addressed more than 1,800 boxes of Biden records. 1,800? Oh, my God. What, to go back to when he was three? And now saying it will release the records when Biden retires from public life rather than office. I mean, when he dies and he can't nail him on anything. Is that what you mean? Currently, all the documents from Biden's career in the U.S. Senate remain under lock and key at the university. The petition clearly states where they are and that they do have them. The documents and complaints that may shed light on the alleged sexual assault consider those very files. But Biden himself refuses to okay them to be released. But I thought he wanted transparency. They think if they keep pointing at Trump, we're going to look at bad yellow men or orange men or whatever color they're calling them this week, then it would all be fine, right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I like to say, where are all the Democrats who were calling out, were tripping over themselves to nail Kavanaugh? Again, let's just be fair about it, right? With an accuser who really couldn't find anybody to corroborate her story, who didn't know where it was sure it was him, but nobody else saw him at the event or at the party. And somebody said, I don't know how true this part is, but there's pictures of her. It looks like she's 15 years old. What is she doing out at a party drinking at 15 years old? That's a side point, though. Kavanaugh, who has was known for carrying a diary, right, or filling out a diary. And remember, some of you conjure up, you know, the stories that you hear about Brett Kavanaugh as a kid remind me of Alex P. Keating. Remember? I think it's Family Ties is what it was called. He was the Reaganite of the show, surrounded by a bunch of liberal, daisy-wearing hippie parents. But, I mean, you think about this. Think about this in that light. Where were the Me Too people? Why aren't they screaming for this woman to be heard? And that's why I say to you, I can't take the Democrats seriously. Because none of them are upset about this. Very few, I should say that. Probably a handful. And then yet, proudly, Hillary Clinton, the victim shamer herself. You know, they gave her a Margaret Sanger Award, right? We know what Margaret Sanger wanted. She wanted to wipe out the black community, but that's a story for another day. So she takes that award, big smiles on her face, all happy, right? Somebody should have also given her a victim shaming award. Remember, she covered for her husband big time. She's covered for Weinstein, Epstein, now Joe Biden, who's had a history doing this kind of stuff. Eight, remember something, the seven other women behind this one waiting to open their mouths, but they're afraid. I'd be afraid, too. If this woman has all kinds of proof and she can't get any help, what chances anybody else have? You know what I mean? There's got to be some kind of investigative, you know, they're wanting to have the investigation against Trump. They're dying to have one. Shifty Schiff wants one. So they're going to put it, it's going to happen again. Schiff and Pelosi are going to want to get together. They want to do an investigative coronavirus response. Okay. As long as you include Cuomo and Governor Newsom, I'm good. The hypocrisy just shines. It's great. And I'm so glad the papers were released on Flynn today. Isn't that perfect, too? Now we're seeing truly, again, what the Democrats, the people of transparency, have been hiding for years. When you put all these incidents together, all these separate incidents together, you can't help but believe that they thought that Hillary was going to get in, they'd be able to hide it, it'd be no big deal. Right? What other reason could there be? Those documents basically say they knew what they were doing was wrong. Comey said it. Strzok said it. McCabe said it. They knew what they were doing wrong. Why would you do that? You know, in these split households, you have scenarios where kids get in trouble at school. And what does the kid say? Don't call my dad, call my mom. Or don't call my mom, call my dad. Now, why do you think they're doing that? You think they're doing that because they know the one's going to get them in more trouble than the other? It's the same thing here. It's not much different. They thought Hillary was coming in. They thought she had it. And they didn't care. They were running rampant because Oblamo didn't put any restrictions on them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always appreciative of the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be joined by a friend of mine who does retirement work, you know, for people with a few bucks in their wallet. Are you freaking out with what's going on right now? Are you making some really stupid mistakes? Are you going to have enough money to make it through? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.